An invasive insect is killing Pennsylvania's state tree, the eastern hemlock. For our series, Wild PA, the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant visited an insectary where land stewards are trying a new approach to control hemlock woolly adelgid.
When I meet experts from the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy at the Bear Run Nature Reserve in the Laurel Highlands, the first thing I want to know, what is an insectary?
An insectary is basically a nursery habitat where you grow insects.
Charles Beer is the Conservancy's Director of Conservation Science. To better understand the need for an insectary at Bear Run, his colleague Andy Zednik, Director of Land Stewardship, says we should first take a walk in the woods.
Let's hit some of the trails and find some hemlock trees.
The eastern hemlocks here have come under attack by an aphid-like bug called the hemlock woolly adelgid. Beer points ahead to one of the few green spots in the chilly spring forest.
So that will be a hemlock.
It's a graceful, pyramid-shaped evergreen, but some of its soft, flat needles are looking a little sparse. Beer looks at their underside.
You can see right there, that's definitely hemlock woolly adelgid.
They look like tiny white balls of cotton, clinging where the stem meets the base of the hemlock short needles. Adelgids, native to Japan, were first found in the eastern U.S. around 1950. The insect has decimated hemlock trees in the southern Appalachians and the Great Smoky Mountains. Beer says once infested, a tree might only last a few years.
And you'll start to see it have branches no longer holding needles, and eventually the tree is just a skeleton. And it dies.
Eastern hemlocks grow near streams and provide shade for brook trout. Many birds also rely on hemlock habitat. And while adelgids have been in the eastern half of Pennsylvania for years, they've been moving westward. Andy Zadnick says around 2009, they were found in the Laurel Highlands, at historic Falling Water, and at Ohiopyle State Park.
And when we heard about it at Ohiopyle, we knew it was just a matter of time before it made its way here to Bear Run Reserve.
There is an insecticide that helps control adelgids, but Zadnick says it's been difficult to treat enough trees.
You have to pick one tree versus another tree because it's very labor-intensive and very expensive to treat these individual trees with a chemical.
This is where the insectary comes in. Beer heard about research at Cornell University where they've been releasing a new predator beetle into hemlock groves, one that aggressively eats hemlock woolly adelgids. The insectary at Bear Run doesn't look like much now.
What do we have?
12.
Yeah, 12 little hemlocks.
Working with state foresters, the Conservancy will care for the hemlocks, preparing them to be purposely infected with adelgids.
Essentially, 1 year from now, in March, we'll consider actually starting to infect them if we think they're healthy enough.
If the adelgids take hold in the nursery, the Conservancy will introduce that predatory beetle, the Laricobius nigrinus, or LN, to feed on them. And once they've raised a population of LN beetles, they can release them more widely into Bear Run, in hopes that the beetles will spread, eating adelgids off the hemlocks. LN beetles are native to the Pacific Northwest and the northern Rocky Mountains, and they already exist in eastern Pennsylvania, but they're not native to this region.
We just need to get this predator here in time to stop the hemlocks from dying in large numbers.
But is it really a good idea, releasing a new non-native species into southwestern Pennsylvania forests?
Yeah, we might look like it, but we're not really that dumb. And we're not ready to go out there and create more problems.
That's Mark Whitmore, forest entomologist at Cornell. He's been working with the USDA on regulations for releasing LN beetles to prey on adelgids.
It's like we're certain through our testing that they will only eat the intended prey item. They won't switch to other prey.
Charles Beer is banking on its success. Standing on a small bridge over the stream at Bear Run, Beer considers why the eastern hemlock is so important to him.
In the winter, all of the other trees are barren. There's that iconic everlasting hemlock tree. It's a very classic tree for the Appalachian Mountains.
Researchers say they can't be certain, but LN beetles appear to be containing woolly adelgid in some areas and gives them hope for the eastern hemlock. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.